some other cans going on. So, and we want to stock your coolers as well. So all year round, during the season, until the fall, we're going to be doing $1 off cans on location if you come here. If you're wearing any FC or Luligan's gear, we'll give you $1 off. So you get a 4-pack of 16-ouncers for under $9. It's a pretty damn good deal, and I'm not going to lie. So we might actually, I don't know if we're making money on that. It's real there. Right on the line. So make sure you take advantage of that one. And lastly, there's one last thing. So I know we didn't make playoffs this year. We need a strong playoff push. Or last year we didn't. This year we need a strong playoff push. So what we're going to try to do is we want to make a beer for the fall. We want to make a beer that we're being drinking all the way through the playoff push. You guys can chug it, something good. I know that we do the Elder one, kind of a lighter, more summery spring beer. We want to do another beer. So I actually have some ballots here with a couple of choices of styles of beer for you guys. If you put down your name and your contact, your email contact on there, we'll take a tally of all the votes and see if there's a beer we can push out for you guys for the fall. The other thing, make sure you put your name on it because we're going to be doing door prizes with it as well. So we have 3 gift baskets for you, about $400 total swag in there. So make sure you write and sign and vote for it because you don't want to really miss out on that. So that's really all we're doing here for you guys. Make sure you just keep drinking beer today because that's what we're here for. Try the beer. Hope you enjoy, and I'll turn it back over to Wooligans here.
Thank you guys, thank you for having the stage here, that's awesome. So again, when we drink, we like to spend our money, and you know, we'll buy merchandise, we'll do all sorts of fun stuff. But the one thing that we've really picked up in the past couple of years, and I'm really proud of, has been our charitable efforts. You know, yeah, we're a bunch of drunk idiots, and we do stupid things, and say stupid things, but at the end of the day, we also give back to the community. I think Jim and Tom and the rest of the front office have really kind of set a good example for us on what we need to do with that kind of stuff. And in doing so, we've been able to do a lot of good stuff. And Brad's done a lot of the work on that from our side, you know, collecting the money, finding the charities, working with the charities and what we can do. So I'm going to let Brad talk about the charitable side.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad. My name's Brad, and I'm an alcoholic. And functional, though, functional. We're gonna continue with our charity du jour this year. I think that's been a really successful way to spread our charitable efforts around to different charities. So if you have suggestions that you want to add to that list, either come find me today or just send it to me on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, because we're going to be narrowing that list down soon. Last year, we managed to raise over $20,000. And that's in large part thanks to Worldwide Technology and St. Louis FC. Read that as Jim Cavanaugh and Tom Strong. They donated $10,000 last year to our efforts. And I'm very happy to announce they're doing that again this year. So it's our job to raise another $10,000 to match their contribution, and I have no doubt that we'll do that. Up to this point, the last 3 years with St. Louis FC were over $45,000, and we're going to keep breaking records. So thank you all for giving. As always, we'll do the stickers and magnets at the tailgate for charity donations, and the donated tickets if you want to pick up on a free ticket. It actually costs you a few bucks in charity. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Brad. So, obviously we'll be doing our watch parties here, but as we traditionally have done, we will do a few road trips that the team helps us out with the busing and getting there. Obviously, being in the West, it's not quite as pretty as it used to be for the road trips, but we're going to make the best of it. So we will be announcing that we'll have buses going to a couple games this year. We've got to kind of figure it out. Most likely with like Tulsa, Oklahoma City, it'll end up being an overnight kind of thing, just because it's, 6-7 hours, something like that to get down there. But again, we're going to find ways to kind of get it all together. We will have those kind of things going on in Kansas City. We have 2 games at Kansas City this year. So chances are one of those will be a bus trip, one of those will be an individual trip. It's a good place. I mean, granted, we're going to go watch it at high school.
Exactly.
For as much as they talk bad about Soccer Park being outside of St. Louis, they're playing at a high school. So, you know, but again, this is what we're going to do. We make sure that the team knows that we support them in every way we can. These guys have been really good on, the new players, they've been really good on interacting. They're going to be here in a little bit. They'll be milling around, so don't go too fanboy on them, but say hello. They're very good guys. It's been a really good interaction getting to meet these guys so far. Some we know, like Sam Fink coming back, you know. But every one of these guys seem to have a moral character and a personality that fits what we like, what we see on field and off field. So, you know, we want them to see that we are the best fans in the USL, bar none. And we want to make sure that they see us go to these games, go to events, do what we can. So if you're taking a trip to Portland or Vegas or Reno or wherever you're going, let us know. We're going to have Luligans on Tour banners this year that Jimmy made in order. And we're going to have several of them. So the cool thing is that, you know, if we play Reno on this weekend and next weekend we're away again, we'll be able to get those other banners shared around so people can take them with them, so we're not having to chase them down. So having multiples will help out with that kind of stuff. Obviously, you take care of things so we don't have to keep ordering new ones. But, you know, again, we're going to try to do our best to give you what you need to do to support this team home and away. So that's a huge part of all this. You grab my notes because I'm not smart enough. So speaking of the game day, that's pretty much where we shine. Game day is everything to us, home or away, but the home is the important part. Those that have been around, those that know what's going on, those that might be new, this is a good thing. Section 8 and 9 is our home in the park. The team is amazing to work with us on that. They pretty much let us do what we want within reason. You know, obviously we can't have live monkeys in the crowd yet.
Yeah.
But we're also not advertising llamas like other teams. So, you know, that's what we're doing. But again, the thing is that that's our area. That's our home. We self-police. So that's one of the most important things I want people to remember is that self-policing. If somebody's being stupid, if somebody's out of control, if somebody's whatever, let other people know. Don't let it go. Because we don't want the team to come to us and say, hey, this person was out of control, and he's in your section, he's your problem, and we're going to have to start locking things down. We want to keep the relationship going as we are, so obviously we're not dumb enough like other sports groups to spit on people, or, you know, to throw streamers on the field, or throw bottles at Sam Fink. But, you know, again, keep an eye on these kind of things. We want that self-policing, we want that activity from everybody involved. It's your group, it's your corner. Make sure we take care of it. During the games, for those that don't know, we have somebody walking around with a bucket, collecting beer money for the drummers and the capos. Keep them hydrated. I genuinely think that we have the best drum corps across the league. We saw a really good copy of what we do. You know, they work hard, they don't get to see as much of the game as the rest of us. So please, when somebody walks around during the War Beer Champ with a bucket, toss a dollar in. So when you come to a game, plan to bring some singles. Tell your wife it's for the game, not the east side. But make sure you have a couple ones to throw in the bucket so we keep these guys happy, healthy, and drinking. They do keep in water. Peter Crenn, thanks to Peter, he always makes sure they've got pockets of water. Taking care of that during the game. I know it's one of those little things that just needs to be done and gets taken care of. So again, if there's things that, you know, going on and you see something, toss a dollar, make it happen. But again, this is the way we kind of make things work. At this point, this is usually where we talk about membership fees. So I'm going to let Brad do his usual spiel about membership fees.
We had a long discussion this year and maybe some fights about what we're going to do with membership fees. Again, we finally decided that we're going to quadruple them. Because four times zero is still zero. So membership is free, but what I want to ask you to do is contribute. Either donate to the charity or buy a scarf, buy a t-shirt. When we buy those things, it funds all the things like smoke and TiVos. And I really, really hope we buy a lot of smoke this year.
Yeah. So,
membership is free, so donate in other ways. And just be good people, like you are.
Once again, free. So, again, stick with the game day theme. I'm going to go ahead and move on to our different groups that run things. You know, obviously, the more people involved, the better. And really, the center of our game day experience every day, it starts with the tailgate. Our tailgate is by far the best in the league. We don't have, you know, a llama and DJ Ocho Nuevo or whoever they have forced upon them. We just do what we want. And Mark and the guys have done an amazing job for the past couple of years. They're going to continue to do an amazing job for us. So Mark, why don't you or whoever's coming up with you guys come talk about what we need to do.
Tailgates are here. We are ready to go. Last year we did a lot of changes with the tailgate trailer. I hope you enjoyed them. Amazingly enough, now we get to kind of keep our kegerator stocked, it seems like, thanks to our hosts here. But the big thing is, we do plan on doing more upgrades to the trailer, so when we have food and we have events and you donate, that helps go to it. So we have some big plans coming up throughout the season. We're adding a bar on the side of the trailer, hopefully soon. So you guys can belly up, you can eat your decent food, put your beers on it, whatever. That's coming very soon. Also, the other thing is we're always looking for people to join the tailgate crew. So we figured there's got to be a way that we can make this happen where maybe you don't have to commit the whole thing, the whole year. So what we're going to do is we're going to partner with the charity du jour. So your donations will go to the charity for that week. And what certain people can do, what groups of people can do, is decide to take over the tailgate for that week. So, for instance, the Shoot It Boys, for example, can say, hey, we're taking over the tailgate that week. And we will give them a budget, we will give them they can do the food, and they can set up and clean up, and that charity for that week, they'll earn that money, it'll go to the charity du jour. So, we're going to encourage that, and we hope that you guys will sign up for each game day and get that done. Finally, what I would like to do is introduce your crew for 2018. So we have Aaron. We have Jake. We also have Claude character. I didn't see your wife here today. She here? Not here. So don't forget Michelle. Also have Eric, Vanita. Amelia Perez wants to jump in and join this year. Anthony Flores is going to be doing some cooking. And that new house is getting ready for himself. And is that it? All right, that's your 2018 crew. So please sign up for individual games, families, or groups of people. It'll go to the charity for that week. So if there's a particular charity that you're interested in, you'll be able to jump in and actually contribute. So please join in on that. We thank you.
All right. love that trailer. That is like the coolest thing ever. Now it's going to have a bar. It already has a video game. It already has a generator. Now it's going to have a bar. Awesome. So when we get into the park for special events, for special days, we're going to raise our TIFO. And for those that don't know what a TIFO is, giant banner. Something that usually what ends up happening is that it takes a lot of preparation work going into it. Karen likes to stand around and do nothing. there's been a lot of guys that have kind of come and gone with this, but the three that have really taken over are Derek, Stewie, and Jimmy. Jimmy's designs are amazing. Before we let them talk, I want to just give Jimmy a huge shout out. He has been killing it with the graphics lately. The new logo, the new podcast logo, the stars, the fire and ice star, he's just getting in with it. So it's amazing work. Well done, dude.
Thank you. So, is everyone here familiar with last year's T-Bus?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's actually not as much hard work as you think what we need from volunteers. So Jimmy does most of the heavy lifting. So Jimmy's our man who really, 90% of what you see, that's all Jimmy. So you gotta give Jimmy the love. So we're already planning for two or three TIFOs this year. And we already have a design for our first one and a timetable for the first one, so we'll have that out. I don't know if I should say when. We'll have one soon. So typically we'll need people volunteering for tracing and painting. And the more hands the better. It's really easy work. It's big by numbers. And tracing is pretty simple stuff too. And on game day, when we have TIFO, we'll just need people to pull up the TIFO. We're going to get polls this year, so that's amazing. I see a person back there. I just raised his hand. So just more hands the merrier. We often have beer, we can bring our own beer wherever we go. That'll be fantastic. If we get beer from a sponsor, that's also fantastic.
So when we do these TIFOs, for any volunteers or anybody who isn't the best artist, don't ever worry about that because it's really easy, and if you do make mistakes, it's really easy to cover up. And one, they're also only seen for a couple seconds, and I mean, they're really cool. I think it really helps the team get motivated, and you know, increases the overall atmosphere. They're really fun, and so if you want to join, don't ever worry about I'm a terrible painter or something like that. We got covered, and if you make mistakes, we can always fix it.
And if anybody has ideas throughout the year, just let us know. Like I said, we've got the first one planned and pretty much done with what we're going to do. But like you said, we're going to do two or three more spread them throughout the year. So if anybody's got any ideas on just different designs, we're going to see our first one, but we're going to try to play off of that a little bit. Just shoot any of us a message, and we'd appreciate it.
And they were being nicer than I want to be. We need people to volunteer because it sucks when there's four guys painting.
We need more painters. Always more.
And these are going to be way bigger than what we've done the previous years as well. Pretty much double the size of last year's one of them. So we're going to have a huge amount of stuff to paint. 36 feet by 23 feet. It's huge. So we're going to need a ton of people to come out and paint. Even if it's an hour, 45 minutes, we'll take it. We can probably get Karen to paint maybe a little bit this year. Or just sit there and tell us that we're doing it wrong. Okay, cool. So, volunteer, we'll have the dates up soon on when we're painting, when we're tracing. And also, it is a big job as well to get the TIFO moved to the stadium and in the corner where we're going to have that so we can get it lifted up to where it needs to be. So any help will be appreciated.
Thank you, guys. Like I said, it's not a heavy commitment. It's, you know, literally, I've been out there a couple times. It's about an hour, maybe an hour and a half of work on it, you know, to get it done. But it just needs the hands. And it's simple and easy, and you can say, hey, I did that. Pretty awesome. Next, I want to talk about that best drum corps in the goddamn league, our drum corps. Brian and Dave started it. The guys that are running it now, Zach and Sam, have really kept it going. And we are seriously bar none the best. It's musical. It, you know, it's not just boom, 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 yay, team. It's, you know, it's developed, it's worked out. They've got things rolling well. Again, we want to make sure we keep them hydrated, so don't forget to chip in when they get the beers. But as they come on up, I'm going to turn it over to them.
Hi, friends. So last year we had a monologue about the drum corps. We're not going to do that this year. We're going to keep it short and sweet. So what we do, like anyone who's been out to a game knows, for 90 minutes we keep the heck out of the drum. There's kids here. So kind of what we do, we play the drums, we do the chants. What we're trying to do differently this year is get it recorded. Get it in front of you guys so you can kind of learn the beats, learn the chants. Technical difficulties? We'll call it our getting in the way of it. But one thing we sat down and we want to make sure we do is we want to make sure we get the core and the beats back up to the top of the league where we belong, where we've been for 3 years. So with that in mind, I know Mitch mentioned the more beer chants and that the bucket goes around to buy beer. I just wanted to remind you, it does way more than that. We had a game last year where we broke every single piece of the snare drum in one game, both sides.
Not really.
So we didn't win that game, no surprise to anyone, but we had a hell of a lot of fun doing it. So the money that goes into that bucket when we do the more beer chant, I mean, it buys a round for us since we can't leave, but it also goes towards drum maintenance. So that we can stay loud and we can stay clean and we can be the best. So just kind of keep that in mind. Anything we have at the end of each game goes into a big maintenance fund, and then at the end of each game, at the end of each season, we need to repair, we will. We use this to make the drums bigger, to get the new vinyl, to get the new heads, to do whatever we need to do. So just keep that in mind. The last thing we need, every game, we have all the stands. We have 4 to 6 stands that we drag out that we need to bring back. So we're going to need volunteers. It's not often a hard thing to come by, but if you guys want to help out, as little away as carrying a drum stand, the 200 feet to the stadium, you know, we'll take it, flag it down before the game. With that in mind, I'm going to throw it over to Zach, and we're going to hit that broken record part that we've been asking about for several months.
Hi guys, I'm Zach. I'm the one that breaks everything. I think I've killed at least 6 snare drum heads on the top in a couple seasons and certainly a couple on the bottom as well. So, Sam's not joking about needing the money. You know, we don't do poorly. We've had a couple $100, but we're also trying to, with dropping a bass drum, which is something we usually have 3 bass drums plus the war drum, trying to drop a bass drum. We are also going to try and flip our drums so that way we can play with 2 hands, so that would open up a couple different things beat-wise that we can't really do currently with the drums. So that would be cool. But the thing that I'm here to talk to you about is I keep hitting it on the group, and I'm going to keep asking you until somebody plays an instrument. I'm looking for somebody who plays a trumpet, who plays a trombone, who plays a xylophone, and actually really like a xylophone. For no other reason, I think it'd be silly that we're literally the only group that ever uses xylophone. But you guys know we do a lot of really off-the-wall kind of fun chants. Somebody who knows how to play a piano or a xylophone can add a lot to that when we're just being goofy. One of the other things we're trying to do this year is to work with the capos to make it so the lead-ins for the beats that we're doing help guide what we're doing in the stands, you know, chant-wise. So having a beat that you know starts, oh, St. Louis FC, or, you know, something like that. So we're working on those types of things. We're trying to get the drums, like Sam said, back to where we want them to be. And the only musical one of us isn't here, which would be Rick. Rick is, by every account, the only good drummer in our drum corps. But... but he makes it work, and he makes us way better. So if you are talented in any way musically, and by that I mean you can clap on rhythm, let us know. And if you'd like to play, and we'll try and find a way of using it. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, this is usually where it goes off the rails because we let Liz have the mic. You get the mic, Lizzie. So, Liz, for those that don't know, she's been around since day one. Our little ball of hate that she is. A lot of energy, a lot of biting people when she's been drinking. I have the scars to prove it.
I'm still a little drunk right now.
That's what scares me. But seriously, she's been leading champs since day one. She helps work with the capos. There's a bunch of them. We've got a few vacancies, I think, now. So I'm going to let her talk, and at some point in time, we'll give her the Apollo hook.
Sweet. Sweet. Okay, now I remember what I did this year. Apparently, last year, I was a little, what was the word for it?
Shit-faced.
No.
My little ball of paint.
We are down a capo this year. I don't know if you guys know or not, but James Thompson, he moved. So we're really looking at about Oliver, myself, Jason. So if you are interested in being a capo, you don't have to do it the whole game. If you're like, Liz, I really am interested in doing this, but I'm not sure if it's for me, hit me up. You can do a chain. Give it a try. Maybe you'll love it. Maybe you'll hate it and realize it's not for you. But if you have the itch at all to be a capo, let me know during the game. We'll be like, okay, hey, you're going to start this chant. The drummers already know it. We'll give you the megaphone. We'll see if it's something you're interested in. But as the summer goes on and the heat kicks in and vacations, just three of us, it's not going to cut it. We're going to need breaks every once in a while, and that's where, if you guys are interested, we really appreciate it. We have, like, those armbands. I don't know if you guys ever noticed, but we have, like, the core things that have all the chants on them. We add more. It's a good system with the drummers, with the numbers. You just have to be willing to make an idiot of yourself in front of everyone and literally not care how you look. So if that is for you, let me know, and we're ready to rock this year, or something. See you on positivity! Oh, yeah, chance ideas. If you have any chance ideas, just put them in the group, but if you have a melody or anything with it, or even if it's really bad, just sing into your phone. But one of the hard parts of chance is you're like, hey, I have an idea for this, and you cut out words, and we can't figure out what beat or whatever, but the less words, the better for the eat, like, to get it soon. But if there's a lot of words, if you want to print out ideas for a chant, we're always thinking, I mean, it doesn't have to be size of an index card. Put the words on it, hand it out at the tailgate. That's the fastest way to get people to know the chant. But we're always looking for new chants anyway to expand. We listen if you guys on the shoot boys always have a good chance or two a game. So, this isn't just the capos, it's you guys in the stands too. We hear what you guys are chanting, and if it's appropriate that we can say it on a megaphone and I won't be thrown out, then we will do it. But that's a big thing. I know that I seem like a butt sometimes, but if I know New Year chants and that customers in it, I don't want to deal with the team because I'm saying things I'm not supposed to. You can do it, but I can't.
Yay, Liz! So, one thing I did forget to mention before bringing up all the team or our groups here is that we do have email accounts set up for these groups. So we have, you know, capos@stlouisvilleweeds.com, and it goes to the leaders. And so we're going to have that on the website. We're going to do some updates this week where those things are going to be available. So if you do have an idea and you don't know what to do or don't know how to get it to somebody, or you want to just kind of reach out and just be done with it, those will be posted. Like I said, those teams have access to it. They can get what they need out of it, and it works out really well. So don't be afraid to just reach out to these guys. If you have something, you know, at this point, every little bit helps. So speaking of those people that are reaching out, I do want to bring up Andrew Vernon now and our new Ligons, basically our welcome committee for the new people. They're working to make sure that when new people show up that they're accepted, introduced, made aware of how things work. We're going to have game day posts on the website now, so we'll have, okay, here's where the tailgate is, here's what the tailgate food of the day is, here's this information, what you need to know. So we'll have this game day post all the time that keeps things updated, running, and made easy for you. So, you know, if you have some a friend that you want to bring and you want to say, hey, here's how this is going to work, you go ahead and phone into that webpage and it's done. It's ready, easy. They're going to have name tags, too, so that'll help out. They got them on lanyards themselves right now, but, you know, if somebody's walking around and says, hey, where do I do this? You say, look for somebody with those name tags. It's going to make it a whole lot easier. So even if you're not the outgoing, loving person that we all are, you can just say, hey, go talk to the guy with the name tag. So, guy with the name tag, Andrew.
Hi, guys. How are you? So what we're going to do this year is we're going to make sure that all of our new people who are here today, this is entirely...
Is this better?
So today, if you are new, if this is your first experience, it's about to get silly, so welcome. We are glad you're a part of this group. It's going to be a great time. So for the new people, yeah, give them a round of applause if they're here today. We won't talk about just yet. What we're going to do is our group is going to make sure that all of your experience isn't lost after today. We want to make sure that we have a group here today that you can come find on your first game day. Where do I eat? How do I get on a road trip? Where do I buy a t-shirt? Where do I find a scarf? So there's going to be a group of 6 or 7 of us this year to make sure that that happens for you. So we'll be walking around today, sitting around today. So if you have questions, come find us. Let us help you get involved. Let us help you stay involved. So I want to thank Pat and Patrick and Tina and Amelia and Kate and Patrick and everybody else that has made this group possible so we can make this better for the new people going on the whole year. So thank you again. We will be around. Every game day will be located near the merch tent until we can find our own permanent location. Do you guys have anything? Nope, I think that's it. Thanks.
Easy. So yeah, like I said, this is great. It means that somebody's going to be out there to help the new people get adjusted. Because Lord knows we've got inside jokes, we've got our own brand of silliness. It's about getting them involved in what they need to do. Andrew mentioned the merch tent. That's one of the big things, like Brad said earlier, that's how we make our money to pay for smoke and TIFOs and stuff like that. He and Sarah do a lot of the work while I'm meandering and drinking too much. Willinho is our new merch manager. What up, Willinho? He was our jersey runner yesterday. He's going to be doing a lot of work. He will lick your eyeballs if you don't donate. So, fair warning. But again, you know, the merch tent's one of the focal points where that's going to be kind of the hub of communications, where you can get this information, where you can find the people you need to find, where you can get what's going on. So, while you're there, buy something. It always works out pretty well. Last but not least, that's everybody over here. Lindsay, did you make it? That's a no. Lindsay Kennedy Evansmeyer was going to try to make it here. For those that don't know, coach and owner, our national champion, Fire and Ice, the women's team. She has put together a ridiculous club over there. They are always in the top. They're always hustling. This year, they took her all the way to the championship. She's got her scarves for sale through her website. I think it's info@fireandicesc.com. Then you can PayPal, $25, get you a scarf. She's going to ship them out. Well, leave our boy Jimmy Blood. It's awesome. Commemorating a title for St. Louis. That's awesome. We have a title. Hopefully it's the first one of the year. I want it to be the first one of the year. The guys are going to make that happen. Jim Cavanaugh and Tom Strunk, I see them at the bar. These guys are busting their butts. No? Okay. We're not going to embarrass them just yet. We're going to take 5 minutes. Let the players get marched in here. Once they're done, we'll get this back rolling. And we're going to start with those two winners over there. So grab a beer, reload, go to the bathroom, do what you need.
Yeah. guys. So, I want to announce, so jumping through, we're going to help you with your ethics. So the Lulu ladies will volunteer for 1 week. So some of the things we want to do this year is we want to do more charity work, like our group already does it anyway, but we want to make sure that we're doing our work. We actually are in talks about partnering with the players' wives, girlfriends, fiancés, anyone who wants to help. So I talked to some of the ladies yesterday about it, so they're excited to get on board. We will have an event coming up on March 23rd, I think that Friday. It'll just be a meet and greet. I'm still working on a place to actually have it. Ladies, if you are not familiar with the Lulugan Ladies, we are on Facebook, so find us. Get into the group, get involved. You can talk to anybody, flag me down if you're not in it. I'll make sure that I add you on Facebook in the group. We're also on Twitter. We will probably be on Instagram. Karen. So just look for that. Reach out, talk to any one of us. That's about it. All right. Something else we're doing. And I was talking to Jamie about this and Ryan. We will have Lady Lulu shirts. We also will have a limited run of scarves. Later in the season, the guys can buy them too. Oh, we did also have an impromptu Lulugan Lady brunch this morning. And it wouldn't be a Lulugan Lady event if we didn't have one real impression. So, thanks Ryan, love you. But we say that like these are women only events, but you guys are more than welcome to come. But yes, we'll have shirts and scarves later in the season.
Hey! Malia also gives the best hugs. So make sure you get hugs from Malia. They're not inappropriate like her hugs.
I also live around here, so there will be lots of people to be in.
Thank you. I think I'm Brad, so I can let things out of the afternoon. Thank you, Rap Smokies. Okay, so now that we're back, I do want to bring up our good friends Tom and Jim from the front office, from Worldwide Technology. Stay a few moments here. As you all know, they're the ones that make this happen from the top down. They have been instrumental in everything we've done. They've been driving not only soccer at St. Louis for quite some time, but how we get to do what we do. They're the guys that sign the checks, that make it happen, and at the end of the day, they're the ones that really lead us by example when it comes to our charitable efforts. So these guys have been nothing but fantastic for us in terms of how we've grown and done better, and we couldn't do a single bit of this without them. Most of them wouldn't have a team. So I want to thank them, first and foremost, for our team, for what we've got going. Unfortunately, Brett couldn't make it today. We only have Tom. But thank you guys for everything you do for us. Thanks for your charitable contributions. Thanks for leading the way. And thanks for getting us a good team, hopefully, this year.
Thank you very much. I'll be very brief. You guys know how much your support means to Jim, me, the front office, the entire staff, and most importantly, the guys that are on the field. So thanks for coming out today. We appreciate you supporting us at the start of our fourth year. And while I can't guarantee anything other than our continued commitment to soccer here in St. Louis and to you guys for what you do for us. So thank you very much.
Yes, I'll be brief also. Again, can't thank you guys enough. I mean, you are, I truly believe this, you are the best fan base out there of any sport that I've seen. I look at the Cardinals, I look at the Blues here locally, they don't have a group that I think has the passion and just the love of the team and the sport that you guys bring. So again, We're very fortunate to have you. You are a big part of the club, a big part of the team, and we really appreciate it. And I can tell you, when I go to the game, you just make the game better. Now, it's our job. We got to make the game better for you and for us, and we got to win. And so I can't imagine what we can do to the park if we string some wins together and we get into the playoffs. I think we could just, I think we could have the hottest ticket in St. Louis. I think it would be so exciting. The other thing I just want to thank you for is I can't tell you how grateful I am for the experience you created for my friend Fred back here on his birthday. Talking about creating experiences, we're still seeing pictures of Fred popping up in people's houses. That was pretty special. But in all seriousness, I'm very, very grateful for what you guys do, very grateful for your passion, and we're very excited about this year. I think we've got a great team here. I think the continuity of the coach, the staff, the entire coaching staff, and the players, along with all the support you bring, I think we're really in a great spot to go and make a nice run here this year. So again, thank you very much. Can't tell you how much I appreciate all you guys do.
And how awesome is it that the owners of the team come here, hang out with us, drink beers with us? You don't see that. You don't see Bill DeWitt doing this. You don't see those guys coming out and rolling with the fans. That's amazing. That's so cool. That's one of the lucky, special things that we have going. The other thing that we have that's special and lucky with us is the influx, the attitude, and the relationship with the general manager, Jeremy Allenbaugh. Jeremy has been amazing for us to deal with in terms of getting us what we need to do, amazing to help us out in any way he can, make things work better for us, getting the players here today. You know, he really values us as a fan group, as an instrument of making things happen, and he's been just wonderful in terms of giving us what we need to do. Now he needs to do the other part, get us wins. That's the key right now. We need the wins. So at this point, Jeremy, if you're here, I want you to come up here and tell people how you did your job really well this year. That's Jeremy's entrance music. That's what that is. That is not my walk-up music. Hey, just want to echo what everybody else has kind of said here today. It's amazing to look, you know, at this room and see how it continues to grow and new faces, familiar faces, and, you know, just echo what Jim and Tom said. The support that we get from this group day in, day out has been tremendous. And we're really excited, you know, for the work that's been done in the off-season. You know, you get a chance to see some of the guys here as they trickle in and train here today. Grabbing a bite to eat and working their way over here so they can get a chance to visit with you guys. And they're really appreciative of the support as well. So when new guys come into town, you reach out to them on social media or you see them at a practice or at a game, it's unbelievable because, you know, they don't get that everywhere else. And there's a lot of new faces, according to, of course, with the staff as well. But I know that everybody's really appreciative of being felt, you know, welcome and a part of it. And that's a huge part because of everybody here in this room and the work that you do. So we'll see everybody next weekend. It was important to us to play some games at the park in the preseason so you could get a chance to see these new guys, kind of see what we're about. So we worked really hard to get the game set up yesterday and then next weekend with FC Denver. And then we have a short little jaunt over I-64 to Evansville to play against Louisville on the 10th. So we'll see everybody next weekend. Appreciate the support, you know, like I said, for everything that you guys do. And we'll get the guys up here in a minute as they start to trickle in. And we're going to enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Thanks again for everything. So as the players make their way, I do have one question to ask. Who here is new? Who's new? Anybody? Hands in the back. I see them. So Jeremy Cowan, stand up. Jeremy is our ticket guy. If you need season tickets, if you need flex plans, if you need anything, he and the staff sitting here, they can take care of you. They can help you out. I'll make a deal. If you buy season tickets today, and you're new, you're not, you know, Spencer trying to get a deal out of us, I will give you a Lulligan starter pack. I've got two of the beer glasses that they gave out the first year, two scarves and a shirt if you buy season tickets today. So basically, we're going to get you right up and running so you're right into this. If you already have season tickets, no, you don't get it. And Malia cannot win it. That's a really important rule. Make sure that you fill out the ballots if you haven't already for the beer from Kirkwood Station. I think that's pretty awesome that they're doing a new beer in the fall that we're going to have an input. What? Why? Karen, why did you let her fill one out?
We were talking over it.
Because Karen never does anything.
Okay, good point.
I gave her the pen.
Exactly. But yeah, so make sure you fill those out. Make sure that you register for them, because that's pretty awesome. And again, those awesome gift baskets that they're giving out. That's pretty cool. What a great partnership. So I know Jeremy was headed back there to grab Sam and any of the players who are going to come up. So if they've got to walk, let's walk it.
Hey, I want a reveal face underneath the shirt.
No, there is no face underneath the shirt.
Maybe the Lulligan ladies can do that under the shirt.
Thank you. forward, baby.
Yeah! Winger from Chicago.
Sean Reynolds, defender from Long Beach, Florida.
How's everybody doing tonight? You guys all look like you're having fun. I see drinks at every table. It's good to see from the fans, right? Obviously, you guys are very excited. We're all very excited. Season's right around the corner. I've had a lot of people reach out on social media. The welcoming has been very nice, especially for me, first year here. I know a lot of you guys probably said the same. Look forward to seeing everybody out. Was it March 31st, correct?
Yeah.
First home game. So bring friends, family. I know everybody here will be out there. Can't say more than enough that we're excited to see you guys out there as much as we're excited to be out on the field. Thank you.
I just had a few quick things to go along with that. First, thank you guys for being here, supporting us through thick and thin. You know, we just want to commend you on the people that you are. Just the charity that you do already, and just the fact that you're soccer fans, but you're also just incredible people looking to make an impact in people's lives. This is really special to us, and so we thank you for that. I think the team, you know, what you probably already noticed, but we've got some incredible soccer players, and we've also just got some great guys with great character, and I think that's what you can expect out of us this year. We're going to be a team that is passionate about everything that we do. We focus on the details, and we control what we can control, and that's the passion we bring and the pride that we have playing for St. Louis. Third thing, again, I just want to thank you for sticking around. It's been a tough 3 years, obviously, results-wise, but one thing I can promise you is that this year's going to be different in the fact that we'll have a never-say-die attitude and that we will do everything we can to bring success to the city and to the club, and we'll do it alongside you guys. So, thank you.
Our good friend Jason Petrolo is over here with the camera set up. Every year we have our fun photos that we do in the lead up to the season. This year we're hobos. We're moving. We're whatever you want to call it, but it's about getting on the West train again here. So get up here, get your picture taken. We'll be releasing them on Facebook, on the webpage, on social media. You know, be a part of what we have going on. This is all that comes down to. Be a part. No matter how you're going to do it, if it's one game, if it's every game, if it's random games, if it's Brad jumping into pictures randomly and people are like, who the hell is that guy? But it doesn't matter. We're a family. We are a giant dysfunctional family that have a lot of problems, but the one thing that we have in common are these guys behind me. So at the end of the day, do what you can to support them so they can give us the best product they can. We will see you at the home opener. We've got some preseason games coming up. Everybody drink.
Okay. Do they want to get a photo with you?
Here. Everybody stand up. Scarves up. What was it the movie used to say? Energy up. Fred, get in there.